hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, on this Tuesday, 16th of June, 09. And it's the special edition of the Intel Report that we do every week with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, for just a couple of minutes, I'm going to have the Reverend Ted Pike on just for a few minutes, but there is some breaking information about the hate crime legislation that may come to the floor and be voted on tomorrow. And this information is coming out of the Blade. That is a newspaper in Washington, D.C. that caters to the, well, let me see, who are they now? The gay, lesbian, bisexual, freakoid, whatever. I call the newspaper the Gay Blade. At any rate, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Ted Pike on just for a couple of minutes to give us an update on the legislation. Well, the hate crime. This is being created by people that hate the truth. They hate you so much in America, they've got to shut you up. Well, I'm not going to shut up, or anybody that's connected with this network is not going to shut up. At any rate, Mr. Chapman, good afternoon, sir.
I probably am considered a terrorist.
Well, have you seen the latest thing, Bob? The DOD now considers demonstrations as being low-level terrorist activity.
Of course. I mean, what do you think about what they're doing in Iran right now? That's a CIA operation.
I was just going to say the same thing. They've been trying.
I mean,
to,
give me a break. They're the terrorists.
There you go.
This one was the Green Revolution. There was the purple one and the orange one and the red one and the green one. These are all George Soros CIA operations.
Good old George.
And the incumbent won the race. In fact, there's a poll that was released today that was taken 3 weeks ago by none other than the Washington Post that said that, yes, the incumbent was ahead by that much.
Well, and as they made it, Bob, I thought the exact same thing, because we've been messing with Iran for many, more than a half a century.
You know, I'll tell you, I was living in Geneva, and it was the late 1950s, and I met a lot of people who had left Iran who were in fear of their lives because the government of Mohammad Mossadegh was overthrown. It was a legal government. And he was sent on his way, and the Shah of Iran was put in power by the United States government. And the first thing they did was they brought in the Mossad. And the Mossad trained the secret police for Iran, and they proceeded to deeply ensconce this phony, the Shah of Iran, in behalf of the United States government. So this goes back a long way.
A long way. A long way. Okay, we'll come back. We didn't even get to Mr. Robbie Noel from the flip side. We'll do that right after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to LearnTheSecretToYou.com. That's LearnTheSecretToYou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Tons of stuff we've got to get into today. Mr. Robbie Noel, paging Mr. Noel in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Are we on?
We's live. How you doing?
All right, thanks. Okay. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing pretty good. Did you catch the USA Italy game?
No, Bob.
Okay. One of my subscribers played on the Italian side.
I'm very happy for him.
Well, what a great little segue. What a great way to get into this subject matter. Speaking about Italy, did you hear this one, guys, that the Guardia Italiana di Finanza, they seized United States bonds worth about $134.5 billion. Supposedly from two Japanese nationals at Chiasso, and that's about 40 kilometers outside of Milan. On the border between Italy and Switzerland, they included 249 U.S. Federal Reserve bonds worth $500 million each, plus 10 Kennedy bonds and other U.S. government securities worth $1 billion each. Italian authorities have not yet determined whether they're real or fake. But if they are real, the attempt to take them into Switzerland would be the largest financial smuggling operation in history. Did you hear anything about this?
Sure.
Of course.
How do you think the Japanese are going to get rid of their dollars?
Swiss francs?
Well, I mean, it's You know, I mean, this story is right up there with the missing gold. It's coincidental that yesterday we had a downdraft in the metals based on a statement by the Russian finance minister that the dollar will remain the world's reserve currency. That statement reversed today by Medvedev. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. Something's going on, and obviously those are two stories not covered by the mainstream press, so I smell a rat.
Well, even Bloomberg did cover this a little bit. They did an article regarding the story. And
yeah, it's never been mentioned on any financial channel.
Exactly. And they said the seized bearer bonds allegedly were dated as of 1934. And since these bearer bonds were in the denominations of $500 million apiece, they didn't exist in 1934. Another inconsistency about this one, on March 30th of this year, the Treasury Department announced that $134.5 billion remained in the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or the TARP. And that stated amount of seized bearer bonds was, well, just the exact amount that they seized from these two Japanese nationals trying to get over to Switzerland. So, yeah, there's a lot. And guys, you know, let's just say it the way it is. The thievery, it has now been legitimized, and it's not being guilty of something if you don't get caught. That is the new maxim and the standard for today. It's not anything to do with honesty and forthrightness. It's just don't get caught and you're cool.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and all we can do is guess. But the fact that the Italian police or border guards found these is that I do not think that any person, no matter who they are, Japanese or American or whatever, is going to try to pass off counterfeit bonds that supposedly are 80 years old. And so they're real, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the money is for a payoff, or it's stolen, or there's something going on there that we don't know about, and we'll probably never know.
Well,
because all kinds of people will get paid off. And, you know, you're Americans out there, most of you listening to this broadcast, but in most countries in the world, and there are other exceptions in accompanying the U.S. that don't do this, but most countries in the world, all of the people at the top, all the police, they all get paid off.
Well, it's the Italian...
I know that's hard for you to believe.
It's the
And there is corruption in America, of course.
Well, it's the Italian way.
But every country has this problem.
Look, any country that grows the mafia the way these people did, then they moved into the United States, you know, that wasn't just a dress rehearsal. These people know what they're doing. I mean, they're polished criminals, for gosh sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing I want to get out of the way here, and I wanted to tell you guys, in case you didn't hear me at the top of the hour... Reverend Ted Pike is going to come on for just about 4 or 5 minutes at the bottom of the after the bottom of the hour break to give us an update on the hate crime bill, thought crime. That it may in fact be whisked through the Senate tomorrow with no debate. These Democrats and even some Republicans are scared to death because they know this won't pass the smell test. So therefore, it's not going to have any debate. It'll just be a quick vote, probably attached to another bill, and then we'll be in the same boat as England, Canada, Australia, Germany, and every other industrialized country around the planet.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
Well, yeah, well, and you know,
I mean,
what?
Eric Holder came out and gave a big speech this morning for the need for to expedite the hate crimes legislation.
Well, and that's the first inkling that then was on any news at all, because up until this point, not one network has spoken one word about it, or Mr. Ron Paul's H.R. 1207, even though he's been interviewed recently. Kind of strange that subject matter didn't come up. But we all know what we're dealing with, the sleazy little people that run the corporate news. And who they're beholden to.
Ron Paul will be in Vegas first week in July.
I'm going to be out there as well.
For that shindig at Bally's?
Yep.
Darn, you know, just like I need an excuse to go to Vegas.
Well, if you do, I'm going to make you give you my, you know, your wallet before you walk in. Yeah.
What wallet?
Yeah. Mr. Moneybag. No, it's a big money belt. You think he's fat? No, that's his money belt around his waist from all that money made out of his stocks.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I wanted to do here real quick.
I took it all back yesterday. Yeah.
John Rogue, and this is how desperate they're getting. Not only green shoots propaganda coming out of the White House. Of course, we know what the Bloomberg and the cheerleaders for Wall Street are doing. But I want you guys to hear what John Rogue from WJB Capital Group had to say on the issue of gold. And Bob, I wanted you to specifically hear this because what a load of hutta this one is. Check this out.
Chief technical strategist at WJB Capital has been a gold bull for quite some time, but gold's failure to break through a key resistance level has him thinking differently in the near term. He says if history's any guide, prices could slip back below $800. John Roque is here in studio, and John, we thank you for your time this morning, as always. So technically, what's been happening with gold that makes you a little cautious in the near term?
Well, if you and I had done sort of a Rip Van Winkle about a year ago, and we had awoken quite recently, and someone had told us that Lehman was gone, and Bear Stearns was gone, and AIG, and Fannie, and Freddie had had tremendous problems, and Citigroup had gone down 95%, and the financial system, as we knew it, was on the cusp of collapse, we might have high-fived and said gold $1,500.
Right.
But it wasn't higher than it was a year ago. So we started to get a little bit more critical of gold's performance. Why couldn't it break out if we had the, you know, semblance of financial Armageddon, number one? And number two is there's been a lot of talk recently about inflation and how inflation is going to be the next bugaboo. Well, if it's going to be if there's going to be an inflationary period, then we think gold should also be doing better. Yet it's not. So we're starting to look at gold a little bit more critically, although we've been a fan for a very long time.
And something you have been tracking is gold versus the 30-year, technically speaking?
Correct.
Tell us how this works, why this is worth taking a look at.
Listen to this,
we created a very simple ratio. We divided the price of gold by the price of the 30-year Treasury bond. And conceivably, when gold outperforms the price of the Treasury bond, we've called it inflation. It might be a misnomer, but that's what we refer to it as. And when the price of the 30-year Treasury bond outperforms gold, we've called that deflation. Again, it might be a misnomer, but it's easy for us to represent it in that fashion. And gold versus the Treasury bond, if you create that ratio, is up into a resistance level, as you can see on this chart. And the momentum that has taken it to that resistance level is starting to weaken or flag. And so we're a little cautious here as to whether or not gold is going to be able to rally further, which we don't think it's going to right here. And we think the Treasury bond, because it's gone down pretty consistently since November, December, is worth a shot on the long side.
Right. And technically speaking, is that the key chart you're watching for that idea of gold maybe going below 800, or are there other technical indicators that you're watching?
Principally, this is the indicator, because as this particular chart has risen to this resistance level, this is the, let's call it the third instance that the momentum indicator has gotten this overbought. The corrective phases for gold post this signal have been pretty sharp, so we want to alert our clients to that notion.
Speaking of gold, or maybe something golden, a lot of people have been talking about golden cross, or the golden cross trend that we've been seeing. We saw it with gold a while ago, just when the 50-day moving average moves above the 200-day moving average. Now you're starting to see it in a number of equity indexes.
All right. Bottom line on this, well, they'd like gold, but what they would like their clients to do is to buy 30-year treasuries. Now, try this one on for size. Bob, what's the yield on a 30-year treasury right now?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I only follow the 10 and the 2
okay.
closely.
All right. Well, what's the 10?
We get a 369 on the 10. Wait a minute. Here's the close. 365, down from 4.01, and I would think that the 30 would be about 385.
Okay, so just say, well, let's be nice. Let's call it 4. So they want people to move into 30-year treasuries paying an interest or a dividend of, say, 4% on that 30-year when inflation is running at what percent right now, but yet hyperinflation hasn't really hit yet. They're trying desperately to suck in all the excess money, or the money, the cautious money out there, so they can take it away.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Yeah, so the story is out there, green shoots for everybody. Don't worry about it. It's like wheatgrass and well,
but you got to understand something about that statement, because it's a statement that not only he's made, but every other leading financial advisor out there all repeats the same claptrap. Gary Schilling did it this morning on CNBC, that we face financial Armageddon and gold failed to go to $1,500, $2,000. These people don't take into consideration that there's a good reason why gold didn't go to $1,500 and $2,000 is because its price is manipulated.
Exactly.
So they use that as, and I'm hearing that more and more often of late.
Well, and the indicator is that if it was such a hot deal, people would be buying it, which would be pushing the price up even higher. But the signal they're trying to give is, well, that used to be an okay investment if you weren't quite sure, but everything is okay now. Now you can go back into the bond and treasury market. Everything is just fine. Robbie, are you going to buy treasuries and bonds? Bob, are you going to buy treasuries and bonds?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Well, I have some comments to make out of. First of all, it's the old story. If the dog had not stopped in the middle of the road to go to the bathroom, he wouldn't have gotten run over by the truck. And these people play with charts. On a short-term basis, because the markets have manipulated all of them, charts don't work. On a long-term basis, they do, to an extent. It all depends on what you're working on and how much manipulation in that particular market or currency or stock that's going on. Usually when brokerage firms or brokers come up with these kinds of solutions, they're usually trying to churn counts. They want to make commissions, usually.
Well, sure.
And to do a ratio with a 30-year bond and gold is true, purely idiocy. These people are making up excuses to make a trade. That's what they're doing. Whatever the motivation is, whether the government asked them to, or whether they get a friend in government and said that would be good, or whether they want to churn for commissions, justify their existence as money advisors, there could be a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, they got a name for them, Bob. They call them the bond vigilantes.
Well, and it's, if you've been listening to the rhetoric, and we haven't even rolled around to the abomination and the great plan, though, isn't this rather the timing? It's a little interesting that, tomorrow he's going to roll out with a plan to save us from the Federal Reserve. So to make it easier for the Federal Reserve to save us and the rest of the planet that they've polluted, that Obama is coming out with a way here that everything is going to be safeguarded so nothing like this ever happens again.
Now, that's another Sarbanes-Oxley myth.
Well, and if you look at it, the CFTC back in 2000, thank you, Mr. Graham, and some other folks were involved in that deal where they lifted restrictions to allow the derivatives to be sold the way they were. So, you know, we've already screwed you over. We allowed this to go on. We purposely planned this for the bank bailout and to give them more control, and now we're going to fix it. And I'm
now the Fed is going to be the boss of everything, and you know the Fed is owned by the Fed banks and Wall Street, and all they're going to do is party on. This is what it's about, and I think that Congress really is getting deluged and has been for months over this Fed issue. And I think it's going to be hard to turn the House around. How it'll work in the Senate, I don't know, but they got a good shot at the House.
Yeah, but Bob,
is it, 225 people have co-sponsored?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, well, that's another topic. But, I mean, when we look back at why did they come up with Sarbanes-Oxley? That came out because of Enron. And government was going to fix it so that another Enron never happened again and stole the life savings of millions of employees. Well, every CEO from that point had a sign off on his balance sheet to say that these figures were true and accurate. Well, how many companies have gone belly up in the last year where the CEO signed their balance sheet saying that they had money that we now know they didn't have?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and nothing happened.
And if we look at the epicenter of the crisis, we get Fannie and Freddie, two of the most regulated industries in the United States, but yet they were the cause of it, not the unregulated hedge market. So we're gonna get a czar at the Federal Reserve. What does that make it now? 17 czars.
Yeah, and who is the guy that launched the other day from the well of Congress on who does Obama think he is with all this czar stuff? Because all of that's illegal and it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
You know,
well, I'll give you another good one. It'll change the subject slightly, but Kevin Johnson, the ex-basketball player, he's the black mayor of Sacramento, California, was given $1.5 million in AmeriFunds in a foundation, which he looted about half of it. And unbeknownst to the public, the fight over this has been going on for some time. And they just don't put it in the media.
All right, we got to take this break. I've got Ted Pike coming up right after the bottom of the hour break. 3 minutes, we'll get an update for about 5 minutes from the Reverend Ted Pike on the hate crime legislation they're going to be passing tomorrow.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, let's do a quick update with the Reverend Ted Pike, which, by the way, folks, you better be glad you've got this guy out there and he is on our side, because he's about been the one-man band here, tracking and tracing and defeating the hate crime legislation that's been hanging over our little scrawny necks like the sword of Damocles. Good afternoon, Ted.
Yes, thanks for having me on, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I sent out an emergency alert today. The Washington Blade newspaper, which is an online homosexual source in Washington, D.C., said yesterday morning that the federal hate crimes bill would definitely be sent through the Senate either by today or tomorrow. And, in fact, they were announcing that a conference would be held Monday afternoon with the ADL there and Senator Reid and the Joe Solomonese of the Human Rights Campaign, etc., announcing a very quick passage of the hate bill through as Kennedy's amendment. And yet, just a half an hour ago, I called Senator Kennedy's office. I talked to his legislative expert there, and she told me that yesterday afternoon this conference was held. And although the Democrats had decided upon a host bill to put the hate bill amendment on, which was this tourism bill, Nevertheless, they changed their minds yesterday afternoon, and Senator Reid announced in this press conference that they are still looking for a really suitable host piece of legislation to put this on. So I'm having to rescind my emergency alert. At least I'm altering it and send out a modified version today saying that there will be no vote on the hate bill tomorrow in the Senate. But the fact of the matter is that the Democrats have thrown their hat in the ring here. They are very, very clear that they're going for the amendment route. I did talk to another staffer at Kennedy's office. He told me they're obviously very anxious to push the hate bill through by the amendment route just as soon as they can find a suitable bill. This tourism bill, you see, was just too far off from any kind of relevance to hate crimes. It was something, a bill to promote the tourist industry, and what the hate bill supporters want is some thin thread of relevance. They had that 2 years ago when they said that they were putting it on the arms bill because people in uniform are often the victims of bias-motivated crimes. So they established some kind of relevance there, but they're still working very hard, very intense. This is a time of total emergency alert when people need to get those calls going in.
And folks, go to www. And Ted, I'm going to tell you right up front, that could be a smokescreen.
I know.
They might already have that legislation picked, and they may vote on it. I mean, and this is even worse than a fast track, because at least on something that they fast track, they'll give the illusion that they'll have a little time for debate. People will get up and speak their little words. It's on record, and then they'll slam dunk it. But yeah. In this particular case, they could pass that legislation with that amendment, that rider on another bill that, of course, everybody's in favor of, and there we go. So it could literally happen like that.
Well, actually, there's just one more point I should make. Dick Durbin, Senator Dick Durbin, was on C-SPAN this morning stating flat out this morning after the conference yesterday that they're planning on passing the hate bill as an amendment as soon as possible. He was grousing because of a rule that requires a 30-hour delay after the Senate votes to move forward consideration of an amendment, which would put it about tomorrow afternoon that they would be able to move it through. So here's a contradiction again. Dick Durbin saying that the Senate voted this morning to actively open up the Senate to this possibility within after 30 hours. And you're right on there, John. We have to be very skeptical. The bottom line is people have got to call in. And in fact, I would say people on the West Coast should definitely plan on getting up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning so their calls are coming in by 9 a.m. when the Senate office is open, because those senators, most of them, just check in and then go to the floor of the Senate.
Well, and folks on Truth Tellers, and, you know, I don't want to hear anybody, and you used the term grousing. I like that term. I don't want to hear anybody grousing out there because the hate crime legislation passed when you haven't picked up the phone and at least voiced your opposition to this. Truthtellers.org, go to that page. About a foot down on the right-hand side, it's got a take action right next to the smiling little face here of the Reverend Ted Pike here. There's a YouTube video there. But it big letters, take action, go to the action page, click that on. That will give you the numbers that you need. And if you don't know what to say, it gives you a short synopsis here of what to tell that legislator that you don't want them doing. In other words, you're not screwing around with the First Amendment to the Constitution, the right of free speech, assembly, all that other stuff. Yeah, no, we're not going to have this, because this is not a democracy. This is not Pol Pot's little dream here. This is not Joe Stalin's Russia. This is America. So you tell these people, 877-851-6437, hands off of our God-given rights. The government can't take the rights that God gave us all. Or if you'd like to call using your own dime, 202-225-3121. Ted, we will stay in close contact with us.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Mr. Pike. I appreciate it very much. You know, here's a guy that, you know, over the years, guys, folks have said to me, well, what can I do? I'm only one guy. That's all that Ted Pike was. And he's been defeating this every time it's reared its ugly little head. And he needs your help right now, because now they're coming to the point, folks, they don't care. They've thrown the baby, the bathwater, and the Constitution out long ago. These criminals are moving at light speed. I've been doing this, well, it's 16 years now. And my head is spinning on so much skullduggery, criminality, and more importantly, just the arrogance of these lawbreakers that they call themselves the lawmakers. I scarcely believe it myself. Wonder how long I could sit here without him saying anything. Let's go to the phones then. Okay, guys. Mike in New York. Uh-oh. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Robbie, Bob. Hey, Bob, with all these soccer players reading the forecaster, I'm surprised you're not running a sports book.
Well, I'm a little away from things, but Luca Toni is one of our subscribers.
You're kidding me. And who was the German
golden
guy?
Golden Boot, the whole works.
What was the name of the Golden Boot guy?
Luca Toni.
Oh, okay. And the Italian guy...
He plays in the Italian national
Team.
He
gotcha.
Plays for Byron.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
You know, he's got some of those stolen bonds, I heard.
Yeah.
That's...
He's making $5 million a year after taxes.
Nice job.
He's one of the best soccer players in the world.
Yes, he is. While I'm at it, and this is for Robbie's benefit, I'd just like to point out that in rugby, the British Lions have been leaving a trail of destruction through South Africa that can only be described as reminiscent of Sherman's march through Georgia.
Well, that's what affirmative action will get you.
Yeah, well, oh, jeez.
Just think, if that hate crime bill passes, Robbie is going to be a sot, a criminal in this country for making comments.
I'm going to fold like a cheap suit.
Bob?
He may have to come and live with me.
I think that'll be all of us, Bob. Bob, where do you come down on the inflation, deflation debate? I've been reading both sides, and they both appear to be very convincing. You know, the sort of basic argument of the deflationists is that, you know, in spite of all of the monetizing, that it's just that disappearing into a black hole because of the banks are that bad. And
well,
of course,
first of all,
with
the mantra comes off of Wall Street in Washington, and everybody's mouthing it, even Schilling, and they're being told to, because they're being told if people think there's going to be inflation, then they're not going to believe what we're talking about, and the whole system's going to come down. So, you know,
okay.
You, Mr. Schilling, want to be responsible for that?
Yeah, but the thing is this, with jobs disappearing and the, you know, real estate, which is still going down, the consumer's tapped out, so how can the, how does that factor into the inflationary?
Do you know that they already have another stimulus package that they're putting together?
Yeah.
And, you know, next year we're going to get hit probably with $2 trillion instead of $1 trillion. And we got the layover from the first one, which is about $1 trillion coming in next year. And then you have all the monetization going on because they can't sell the bonds and the agencies, and they're trying to wipe out all the bad paper that the banks have.
Okay.
Yes, deflation is underlying. It's been there for 6 years, and they've been able to smother it, but they won't at some point in the future, but not now.
So... What's your take? Is it, you know, deflation now and then inflation down the road, or?
No, inflation now.
Yeah, but there's no inflation.
As a response to what's going on in the creation of money and credit.
Yeah.
And then later on, nobody will want to borrow anymore.
Yeah, but
and
I mean.
That'll be the end of it.
Yeah, but if I go down to the, you know, the local clothing store, you know, everything is like at half price. Restaurants, the prices are cheaper, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I that's probably true.
Yeah.
And it's also true that the price of petroleum-based products are going through the roof. Commodity prices are going higher and have been.
Hey, $3 a gallon for gas out in California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's more than that. It's $3.20 right now.
Okay.
Well, it gets me
$3.11.
Yeah. And the food prices exponentially keep on reducing the size of the packages.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so it's all they're trying to hide it all. We're going to get inflation, and then we're going to get deflation. Deflation is underlying everything. No question.
How far out do you see deflation kicking in?
About 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Okay,
and
gentlemen.
There's no putting a timing on them.
Sure,
we can
sure.
have one event that could blow the whole thing up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
And that's why you get long and you stay long.
Long and strong.
Well, and Mike, the only thing I can say on the inflationary front, there is no way on God's green earth that they can print all these trillions and trillions of dollars. You know, we still got over $100 trillion out there in the derivatives markets. They're trying to pump money, or what they call liquidity, into these banks. I mean, Citibank is, what, 90% popped inside out? So they'll keep pumping the billions into these banks, supposedly under the guise of giving us a little bit more credit so we can go out and buy some stuff. Well, we've been on that fast-track credit card stuff for more than 3 decades. We're so broke we can't even pay attention. So all of this is just a flim-flam. And the one thing that they're really afraid of, if this audit, the Fed thing, does go through, it's going to become blatantly clear to everybody on this planet that the Fed Reserve is the core problem here. Geithner comes out and says about our financial woes, and I'm quoting this character. He says, what we're trying to do is focus on the things that were at the core of the problems we saw in the crisis. He said, when you have too many people involved, there's an accountability problem. At the core of making the system stronger is to give one place in the system clear accountability, responsibility, and authority, underscore, authority, for preventing future crises. They designed this. They knew it was coming because they themselves had done it. So I feel sorry for the American people.
Yeah.
You know,
A final note on the topic, though. I don't know whether you've heard of a guy called Mark Faber, F-A-B-E-R.
Yeah.
The Gloom Boom Report, etc. He's predicting with 99% sort of certainty that the U.S. will experience hyperinflation. Now, this is, 180 degrees to your opinion, Bob, right?
No, it's 100% the same as mine. We're going to have hyperinflation. We began it last month.
Yeah, but
other people just don't know it yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So,
and
you're
then
saying,
later on, we'll have deflation.
Gotcha. Okay.
You got to be patient. You know, these
guys
go through their hoops.
I just wanted to
Mike, when they have the deflation, what's going to happen is that they're going to have another war, and then when everybody gets flattened, they'll come in with their new world order. That's what they're up to.
Okay, I think I got it now, Bob. Thanks.
All right.
Well,
makes sense.
Okay, Mike.
See, Mike, they've dropped the term New World Order. If you noticed from the conference of the BRIC countries today, it's now called the Fair World Order.
Fair?
Really?
Yep.
The Fair World Order?
Well, when they come out with their transnational corporation bugaboo, at least they called it free trade and not fair trade. So they're giving it the moniker of fair, huh?
Yes.
It's going to be fair for everybody.
And who said that? Do you know?
I believe it was Medvedev.
Well, there's some...
See, they're playing a duplicitous game.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's no question here. You know, the finance minister said yesterday, well, he poo-pooed gold. And then Medvedev came out today and said, oh, we want a currency. If we're going to have SDRs that have a number of currencies involved, including gold.
Yeah.
Well,
they may be planting the poison pill. I mean, who knows? I mean, all of these people in these powerful positions are so duplicitous. You can't believe a thing they say. You have to look behind everything, and you can come up with any conclusion you want that's logical because they lie about everything and nobody believes them, and they won't tell you the truth because it's a state secret.
Well, Medvedev came out this morning and obviously contradicted his finance minister from yesterday, and said that the question of an alternative to the U.S. currency would be on the table with the BRIC committee meeting today. But when the BRIC committee meeting broke up, the reporter said that the alternative currency to the dollar subject was never broached at the meeting. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Well, let me get back out of
there. Yeah, they were probably told you broach it and we'll have a nuclear war. See how you like that. I mean, these people are insane.
I'm telling you. And they're going to cook one thing up or another. I mean, they're getting ready to start stopping the North Korean ships to inspect them. And, well, if they refuse, they'll be escorted back into port. And I mean, they've got the Iranian thing going on that they're heating up. They got the North Korea thing going on. I mean, at any given time, we could find ourselves smack in the middle of World War III. But don't worry. The very people that gave you the pain and the crisis, they're going to be here to help you to pick up the pieces, the charred pieces, when all things are said and done. 800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. We'll be right back.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in 1 day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Well, the forces are gathering to create the situation for the next shoe to drop. Our enemies, Russia and China, and make no mistake, they are our enemies, are now working together to pick our bones. Read today's article from the AP, which, to be sure, and thank all the Democrat and Republican, by the way, politicians, who over the last 50 years are responsible for the loss of millions and millions of high-paying manufacturing jobs here in America today. It was their free trade policies that caused the demise of these jobs, exported the wealth of this nation, shuttered tens of thousands of factories in America. And without missing a single year since 1976, this has gone unabated. And we've been living on a credit card for the last 33 years or so as the wealth of America hemorrhaged. Now, ain't free trade great? Well, in Russia, China and Russia sought greater international clout at a summit Tuesday, today, with China promising $10 billion in loans to Central Asian countries and Russia challenging the U.S. dollar's dominance as a global reserve currency. Now, they just came out yesterday and said that, oh, the dollar, yeah, that's going to be the reserve currency. Mm-mm. Hu Jintao said China will offer the loans to several countries, including Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, to help them through the global financial crisis. Now, the move announced at the meeting at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization adds muscle to China's role in this group, which Russia and China used to counter Western influence in a resource-rich, strategically placed Central Asia. Now, this is serious stuff because there's some things going on with Russia and Iran. We're over there demonizing Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad, he's got very little political clout. He's not even really the president of Iran. He's not the end-all, be-all over there. He doesn't hold central power like Obama does in this country today. And this goes on to say that the summit declaration saying that global multipolarity is irreversible. And they perceived the U.S. denomination in international affairs. Russia gave a prominent platform to the newly reelected Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, a show of support for the leader facing major protest at home and questions from the, get this, from the West about the legitimacy of the vote count. These people, guys, these politicians in this country, when they were talking about this vote fraud issue, could not even look into the cameras because they know of the vote fraud that put Bushy Boy in there for two terms. I mean, this is flat out insanity. You know, I don't doubt now why there aren't more people involved in restoring this country, because they've seen all the BS that they care to see. They're up to their eyeballs with lies and deception. All they want to do is shut it all off and make it go away. Well, I got news for you. It ain't going to go away, and it's going to come to you and eat your lunch. It's already happened. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, the thing is about this audit of the Fed, I really think, like, funneling all this money to Citigroup and Bank of America, I think that's really small potatoes, because I really think it's going to become apparent of how all this money from the Federal Reserve has been funneled into these foundations, like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and how these foundations have been funding the undermining of this country for decades.
Well, and the whole thing is going to come apart. Hopefully, their timing is correct so they can create another crisis where everybody's so busy ducking and hiding and diving under the furniture that they won't be there to take notice or even protest. That's what they're counting on. We'll take the break here. Hang on a second, George. You've got anything else? Bill, Guy, and others will get to your calls as well immediately after the top of the hour break. Second hour, the National Intel Report. Bob Chapman, International Forecaster. Robbie Noel, Flipside. John Statmiller, National Intel. We'll be right back.
With recent